Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show. You have Sharon and
Lucy,
and we are the chemo girls. Lucy, that was really lackluster, honey.
Oh, you can tell it, huh?
I can. Well, I'm looking at you over the mic, and I can see that you just don't have the same light in your eyes today.
Just one of those days, not feeling my best, but hey, you know, we can always appreciate every single day that we have. Look outside, what a beautiful day it is. And, you know, when you've looked cancer in the face and beat it, then every day's a good day, isn't it, Sharon?
So, yeah, it is.
Sorry I'm not sounding my best today, but I'm excited.
Yeah, you're pushing through.
Yep.
We appreciate it so much.
What I'm excited about is we have Miss Angie Patterson on the line today with us to give us some great information about her organization.
Yes, welcome, Miss Angie.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Miss Angie is with Georgia Core in Atlanta, and we had the privilege to sit down with her and some of her staff up there. We are so excited to hear about the mission that they have up there. It's a pretty big deal.
That's right.
But I'm not so sure that the average Joe is aware of what all Georgia Core does. And so we were hoping, Miss Angie, that you would tell us about the mission of Georgia Core.
I'm glad to, and thanks so much for having me today. It was a great meeting that we had a few weeks ago, so I'm very excited to share information with you today. So Georgia Core is actually an acronym, as most people know in cancer, everything's an acronym, and it stands for the Georgia Center for Oncology Research and Education. And we are a statewide nonprofit, and our mission is to generate collaborative resources to strengthen the quality of cancer care in Georgia. And we do this through four areas, focusing on cancer prevention, cancer care, research, and education. And so we are actually a 10-year-old. Last year was a 10-year anniversary of being a statewide nonprofit here in Georgia.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so this is really something that the average person that's struggling with a diagnosis should be aware of. Could you tell us a little bit about how you guys were established? I know that there was the tobacco thing and...
Yes. So 10 years ago, actually was another organization, the Georgia Cancer Coalition, that was funded through tobacco settlement. And they realized there was a need to really focus on increasing awareness about clinical trials and in improving the accrual to clinical trials. So Georgia Core, the Center for Oncology Research and Education, was spun off as a separate nonprofit. And originally 10 years ago, the focus was to really focus on clinical trials through research and education. But we realized that there were so many more things that we needed to focus on. Over the years, Georgia Core has expanded to include all aspects of the continuum of care for cancer. As I mentioned, we look at cancer prevention. We look at the quality of care for patients. We have a statewide research network that these various hospitals in Georgia come together and share clinical trials. We have almost 600 oncologists in Georgia that are part of our network as well. So we have a real good access to things that are going on in the state, and we have a way of disseminating information out into the state. We also have co-founded several years ago, along with the Georgia Society for Clinical Oncology, a statewide organization called the Cancer Patient Navigators of Georgia. And anyone who's been through cancer, you know, trying to get through all of the issues, all the barriers when you're faced with your treatment, you know, transportation to get your treatment, that navigators are people who help eliminate those barriers. So we have over 300 navigators from around the state that are part of this organization as well. So Georgia Core has really expanded to really encompass all of the aspects, as I mentioned, of the continuum of care of cancer. And survivorship is another area that we are beginning to focus on as well. In addition to that, working with the Department of Public Health, we've received a grant to focus on the hereditary breast and ovarian cancer, which is like BRCA gene. So we have some funding and education we've got going on statewide around that because, as everyone knows, the Angelina Jolie had a huge effect, people understanding that there are people who have a genetic predisposition to breast or ovarian cancer.
That's right.
Sorry, that was a long answer to your question.
No, that's great information.
You guys are
hopping busy up there in Atlanta, aren't you? You are covering so much ground in terms of research and support. And I love to know what you're doing in the navigation field, because I think Sharon and I have found that in our work with women with breast cancer, sometimes a missing link as to identifying that those key people that are going to be your right-hand people. We, in our book, My Chemo Cocktail and Me, we talk about letting someone be your chemo coordinator and letting them take the ball for you. That's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. We are coming to realize that, letting people, relinquishing those things that you just don't feel like you can ask other people to do.
Right.
And so I think that there's an awareness that needs to be placed in this area of support with people that are ongoing when they're their current treatments.
Yeah, and I think that when you're a navigator, although you're not going to be literally hands and feet, that is a great bridge to get you there.
That's
you
right.
You know, to be able to confide in that navigator and start receiving assistance, because
quite frankly, when you step behind the veil into the cancer world, it is like a whole nother world, sort of like a counterculture, and you don't know who to talk to or what to expect.
Exactly.
So,
and one thing that's really exciting about the organization, the Cancer Patient Navigators of Georgia, is it's all inclusive of all types of navigators. It's not nurse navigators, social work navigators. There's actually a role for a lay navigator, and that's similar to what you two do with your program, is you're that person that someone who's going through treatment or a survivor reaches out to. So it's not just limited to nurse navigators. And what's really exciting is the Commission on Cancer. There's an organization that gives accreditation to hospitals to say you meet these standards to be a Commission on Cancer hospital. We have roughly 42 here in Georgia. They introduced new guidelines that have to be in effect by 2015, which I can't believe it's 2014, but by next year, the Commission on Cancer Hospitals have to provide navigation services to all cancer patients. And that is very exciting for those of us who are survivors, but also it's really going to improve the quality of care for patients. And that's one of the things we're trying to, with our Cancer Patient Navigators Georgia, is share best practices among the hospitals so they can learn from each other how to best address the needs of patients so that their navigators can really help, first of all, meet that accreditation guideline, but also help their patients. And we know from a study the American Cancer Society did in 2012, they estimated we had 336,000 cancer survivors in Georgia. And since then, we've had 49,000 roughly 2 years newly diagnosed. So we know that there are roughly 400,000 cancer survivors in Georgia. And so navigation and survivorship issues are all very important.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, Angie, when we were up in Atlanta chatting with you guys, the subject of car tags came up, and it kind of blew me away a little bit because I wasn't really aware of the program that we have here in Georgia that focuses on cancer support by the purchase of a special tag. And it kind of blew me away because I am a proud donor of a Georgia Bulldog tag on the back of my car. And when I found out about the program, really surprised me. I've lived here almost all my life in Georgia, and I know that this program has been around for a while, but it is really a phenomenal way to bring awareness to the state and to the cause and to generate some much-needed funds. Angie, can you tell us a little bit about the Georgia tag?
Sure. It's actually in 2003, legislation was passed to allow the creation of the breast cancer license tag. And hopefully most people have seen those. It actually, the tag itself has a stamp, the breast cancer stamp that was issued back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. I actually had that tag.
Been in effect since 2003. They've been selling the breast cancer license tag. But what's new is Georgia Corps has now contracted with the Department of Community Health and their state office of rural health, who manages those funds. So, for example, when you go buy a breast cancer license tag or you renew it, it is $22 of your new payment or your renewal goes into the Indigent Care Fund, which is a program that the Department of Community Health administers. And so when there's approximately between $500,000 or $1 million that have accumulated in that fund, the Department of Community Health issues grants out in the state to nonprofits, to health districts, or to hospitals to use the funding to help indigent women in Georgia. Mm. So the thing that's very exciting to me is a lot of the vanity license tags, money doesn't even go back into a program. It just kind of goes to the Department of Revenue. But with the breast cancer license tag, money goes back into a program where the Georgia Corps is administering grants to organizations around the state to help indigent women who otherwise would not have the opportunity to be educated about the importance of screening. It also provides screening services. There's like an education and a screen grant that can be awarded. And there's also treatment grants that can be awarded. So there's a lot of indigent women in Georgia who don't have screening or education or treatment available to them, and these grants specifically help those women in Georgia. So a couple of things. I want people to understand the importance of that money actually goes and helps women in Georgia. We also need to make sure people are continuing to renew those tags or buying those tags, keep that fund going. The last grant cycle we administered, we were able to award a little over $1.1 million to 16 organizations in the state. And those organizations were in Atlanta, in Athens, in Albany, Vidalia, Savannah, Rome, Columbus. All of those cities, organizations received the grants. And just at a high level, we were able to screen more than 2,500 women that otherwise would not have had an opportunity to get screening. We were able to do almost 500 diagnostic mammograms. We had over 16,000 women educated about breast cancer, about the importance of screening. We actually produced, or the awardees produced, over 85,000 flyers or materials to go out into their community to educate women about the importance of screening and early detection for breast cancer.
That's amazing stuff, girl. Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, you know, it's important that people continue to purchase those tags. We recently released a request for proposal in February to get new proposals for the next round of grants. And this time we only had $600,000 to award because we really need to get people to be buying the tags.
Uh-huh.
So we just closed out the RFP and we're about to send the 23 proposals out to peer reviewers to go through a review process and determine who will receive funding for this round of grants. We are hopeful that this summer there will be another round of grants very similar to this one that we'll be able to send out an RFP as well. So I think the really important thing is for people, you know, when you see someone driving around with that tag, is to really appreciate the fact that they're paying extra money. I mean, it's like you're volunteering a tax to pay extra money for these tags. But you personally are affecting, you're helping women, indigent women in Georgia, receive the screening and education and a lot of them treatment that they would not normally have.
I'm just sitting here thinking that it just seems to me if there were more maybe public service announcements or something, many more people would be buying these tags. I did buy a tag, I don't know, 11 years ago, and I carried it for 3 years, but I had no idea of the benefit. I think if people were aware, of course, while we're doing the show, you'd see many more of these tags on cars in Georgia.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that because we were very fortunate. Georgia Public Broadcasting actually created a pub service announcement for us. And we have been trying to disseminate that to all various hospitals in Georgia, the nonprofits that have received the grants before. And we're working with our PR communication person to get that message out. Because I think what people don't realize is that it's pretty simple. Buy a tag, save a life. I mean, it's pretty basic.
Yeah.
And so we are trying to get that message out, but it's challenging. You know, and most people want to hear all about it in October, but we want to start getting the message out now because we're hoping in October we'll have additional funds to award grants to go with Cancer Awareness Month.
Well, and that's something that Lucy and I try to get across to people. We have nothing against October. We're all about it. We party with everybody else. We work on the awareness. And it's, you know, it is what it is. It's a wonderful thing. But today, we're in March. And in March, I know for a fact that there are women going for their, you know, getting the diagnosis, going for the first treatments. They're not waiting till October. They're living it right now. They need assistance now. There are women walking around not sure how they will learn what their lump is because they don't have health care or the, you know, the financial ability to walk in for testing. And so
maybe every month does not need to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but every month we do need to be aware of the plight of the cancer patients in our community.
You know, that's what it needs to be about.
That's right.
So this is year-round every year.
And Angie, we will do our best to help you guys promote the sale of the tags. We will do some social media burst on our Facebook, our Twitter, and help bring more awareness to the residents of Georgia on the need to purchase these tags and help women as they are facing their cancer diagnosis and their treatment.
And Miss Angie, how does the individual access your information, you know, about the GeorgiaCorps programs that you're discussing here? Do you have any website information that you'd like to share?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. We do have on our main website, which is GeorgiaCorps.org, we do have the public service announcement about the breast cancer license tag. But as I mentioned to you earlier about the initial mission of the GeorgiaCorps was to expand clinical trials, we have a second website that is off the GeorgiaCorps website that is called GeorgiaCancerInfo.org. And on there, you can search for where oncologists are located. If you're looking for an oncologist who specializes in, you know, breast, then and you're looking for them in your area, you can go on to Georgia Cancer Info and search for an oncologist in your area. You can find information about clinical trials. And there's a lot more information on the Georgia Cancer Info website as well. We will actually be updating the Georgia Cancer Info website in the next few months to include a whole separate page for the breast cancer license tag because we really want to share the list of who the previous awardees were. And when we complete this review process and make the awards for the current awardees, we want to have a place on our website where people can see what organizations received the funding. It may be an organization in your area. This round, we're trying to focus in six counties, Epling, Evans, Terrell, Peach, Jasper, and Glenn counties, because those are the counties that have the higher incidence of later stage breast cancer. So we feel like those counties, we really need to get people educated because what's happening, people are not learning about going in and getting their screening or mammogram, and so when they finally are diagnosed with breast cancer, they're a later stage. So we are going to enhance the Georgia Cancer Info website to have a lot more detail about the breast cancer license tag, and that should be coming in the next couple of months.
Okay, well, listen, we'll try to stay in touch with you so that we can push that on social media as well when it happens. And,
great.
Maybe you guys will get a little more traffic.
Well, we've come to the end of our show, and at this time, we share a not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day. Miss Angie, do you have a tidbit for us today?
Well, I do want to share with you a project that we're currently working on that we're hoping to roll out this summer. We received a private gift from a donor that has given money to us before to develop the Cancer Survivorship Center, which will be like a web-based portal where it will be a one-stop shop for information about cancer survivorship, so that survivors can go learn about what are their late-term and long-term effects they need to be concerned about. There'll be information for caregivers, because caregivers sometimes get lost in the cancer journey.
Yeah,
they need to know what resources are available to them to help them get through the process. And then we also want to educate healthcare providers about what it means when a person's completed their cancer treatment and they're now coming to a primary care physician. That physician needs to understand what things that patient, what their late-term, long-term effects are. So we're real excited about that will be coming out this summer, the Survivorship Center. And so as soon as we have more information, I'll be glad to share it with you so you can share it with your listeners. But that, to me, is very exciting that we have over 400,000 survivors in Georgia, and we're going to create kind of a one-stop shop website for them to get information about survivorship.
Yeah, because that's going to help a lot of people thrive.
We like I would that. Think that that is a tremendous thriving story for today. Thank you so much, Angie. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. We look forward to working together with you in our home state of Georgia to help women not only in our state but throughout this great country in facing their cancer, surviving through it.
That's right.
And I want to thank both of you for what you do with your care program. It is phenomenal. And it was so great to meet you in person, and I look forward to us collaborating going forward.
That's awesome. We too.
I plan on it. Okay, guys. Well, that's a wrap, and we'll see you all next time. This is Sharon and Lucy.
And as always, we're not just surviving, but thriving with you. Bye, guys.
Later.